mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinho? Porque tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. Oh, but he watched her so sadly. She smiles, but she doesn't see.
101.5 The Hawk. That was this week's musical artist on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour that we're starting up for you right now. Yes, Joao Gilberto, featuring Astrud as well, and Stan Getz will be playing with us for this hour. And quite a show do we have for you today. We have an interview with an indie artist, Alex Tuck, and also one of his tunes. We have Jonathan Winters doing some more improv for us this week. And for the first time ever, we have a game show. Yes, Questions Perchance. One lucky contestant got to join us this week to play and take a stab at winning $1,000. I won't spoil what happened, but I'm sure you'd like to find out. All that and more is coming up this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour here on 101.5 The Hawk FM. To start the show, here they are, our musicians, Joao Gilberto, Stan Getz, with Doralice.
Seu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer?
The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Welcome back. That was Doralice with Joao Gilberto and Stan Getz. Thank you so much for listening. And we have a special segment now. I got the chance to meet Alex Tuck, an indie artist and creator. He makes some great stuff, psychedelic, alt rock, very indie, but great music. And I got the chance to talk to him about what he does, his music, and what inspires him, his plans for the future, all that great stuff. And this interview is followed by In the Dark, a release of his, right here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Alex Tuck, it's a pleasure to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you, Jonathan. Thank you.
I think it's an even more of a pleasure to be here with you. So I just wanted to ask a couple questions and pick your brain a bit about what you do in music and why do you make music?
Perfect. Well, I can answer both of those questions. How I basically started when I was 7 years old, and I'd seen a band called Great Big Sea playing, and I absolutely fell in love with the drummer, so I decided to pick up drums. And from that, I just kept going on and on, eventually picked up guitar in like 11th grade. Then I started actually putting time and money into it. And now I have 3 songs released that I'm super proud of and tons more to come out soon. I'm planning on releasing the last Friday of every month for at least the next year.
Wow, that's a big roster.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, wait, am I allowed to swear?
No swearing.
Okay, I got you. Well, basically throughout quarantine, it's given me both more time and less time to work on music. So the less time I have to spend on it, the more emotional and cooped up it feels. You know, I've just been able to put more of myself onto the music as opposed to, you know, some people just create loops and just copy paste and just sell it off. But
so you feel like this is really beneficial because you get the chance to, I guess you have more time to be creative, and then you're also in touch with yourself emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been pretty isolated, but quarantine has basically solidified that. So
how do you manage to keep writing music or how do you plan to keep writing music once a month? That must be pretty tasking.
Definitely. It's always, you know, because I have so much going on as well with school and work, and I'm going to be starting a full-time job soon. So the way I fit it in is usually I've written a bunch of songs. Like I have probably 80 demos, but out of those 80, the ones I'd want to release are like 10 of them. So now I got to get 10 of them, you know, completed and mixed and finalized. So I've been able to kind of build up a roster so far and a kind of backlog of songs that I just need to finish. And so that has given me the opportunity now if I want to write about what's going on this month, I could either release that song in a month, or if I wanted to wait 4 or 5 months, I have a couple others to write. So basically I've just been writing whenever and wherever I can. Doesn't matter.
That's pretty interesting. It's almost like the music will become a diary of your experience through the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you'll see more of that too as a couple months go by, because right now you're hearing music that I've written and submitted, you know, a couple months ago, or maybe like, for example, In the Dark, Lonely World, and Portals were all kind of written around right at the beginning of quarantine, like right when it started, way back in March.
Right.
March 2019, that is. Or
2020.
Yeah. 2020. God, it feels so long. But yeah, so essentially that's where I've been going with it. And I think you're going to be excited to hear my new stuff. I'm only getting better with every release. I've gotten more practice, gotten used to my softwares.
I have, and I've been following. And I think it will be really interesting, especially maybe at the end of the year, to go back and listen to everything that you've recorded and then seeing that gradual increase of quality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm super excited for it. There's so many that I wish I could demo. My favorite song I've written so far, I'm not sure if you've heard it, Time to Be Alive, is coming out the end of this month, the last Friday, which is on, I believe, the 26th. Yes. That one's awesome. That one I've basically written about COVID and, you know, what a time to be alive, how it feels, how it's affected everyone around us. And I'm super excited. Stay on the lookout for that one.
And this song that we'll be playing up next, In the Dark, why don't you tell us a little bit of that and how that came about?
Okay, so In the Dark, like I said, I'd written around March of last year. Essentially, In the Dark is about, you know, kind of a failing relationship where, you know, both parties involved kind of like they want to keep it going, but they know it, you know, it's time to grow on. It's time to move out of whatever it is. And that could be about anything. That can be about like a relationship. That can be about friends, drugs, anything. And that's kind of where it came from. And I don't know. I really like the lyrics with that one. I usually, the way I write lyrics is I just kind of write and then I go back and I realize, holy crap, I had an entire message in this song that I didn't even realize because I just like zoom speed write it. Right. So that's what In the Dark is.
And so how can people stay in touch with you and your artistic endeavors?
Through a couple of things. My main thing is on Instagram at Tux Planet, TUCKS Planet. And that's my main one, but I'm planning on getting into TikTok pretty soon, starting to post consistently there. Eventually, as long as my full-time job isn't too much, I also want to start posting on YouTube. I've already gotten a schedule figured out, but Instagram is definitely the main one.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we look forward to hearing more from you and wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Music endeavors.
I'm excited to hear more from your program as well.
I'm glad we're both true listeners to each other's works. It's what you need in these trying times.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel desilusão.
foi tudo que ficou. Ficou pra machucar meu coração. Tá fazendo um ano e meio, amor, que o nosso lar desmoronou. Meu sabiá, cruel desilusão, foi tudo que ficou pra machucar meu coração. Quem sabe não foi bem melhor assim. Melhor pra você e melhor pra mim. A vida é uma escola que a gente precisa aprender. A ciência de viver pra não sofrer.
The Hawk, I am Johnny Athens. That was João Gilberto with Stan Getz performing To Hurt My Heart. Coming up for this hour, we have comedy by Jonathan Winters doing improv. The quiz game Questions Per Chance, where we attempt to give away $1,000 with today's guest, as well as Corcovado with João Gilberto, Astrud Gilberto, and of course Stan Getz, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Quiet nights of quiet stars. chords, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci que é felicidade, meu amor.
Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk. I am Johnny Athens, and that was João Gilberto, Astro Gilberto as well, with Stan Getz, a great ensemble there, with Corcovado. And now we come to the comedy portion of the program yet again. This week we bring back that master of improv, the idyllic improviser. Here he is, Jonathan Winters.
Thought I'd do just some little improvisational stuff here. And I'm sure most of you are aware of what that is, you know, just thinking up things. And I thought maybe some of you folks out there would think up some situations. But believe me, keep them believable. Real things that... But, yes?
Marty Frickert getting in an accident on the freeway.
Marty Frickert? And an accident on the freeway. Okay. Oh, boy, what a fun night to drive. Boy, hit that semi dead on. What's that say on the back? D-Y-N-M-I-T, dynamite. Boy, we could have gone to the moon.
Hey, what are you doing, lady? I seen you in the mirror. You must have been doing at least 65.
I was doing 90, clown. I'd have done 100, but you cut me off. How about a beer, sweetie?
California driver receiving a citation from the highway patrol?
Oh, boy, those are the real toughies.
Officer, you're not going to believe this. I haven't been drinking, really. I was dazed. The girl in the car kissed me so hard, I lost air in my head.
A used car salesman selling a lemon to a customer.
Yes, sir. Clyde Devers here. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, you can. I'd like a used car. I just lost my ranch in a flash flood. My whole ranch was flooded out, and I lost cattle and my dog, and picture of the missus. I'd like to get a used car now and try to drive around America and just forget.
I see. Well, we've got a car here I think is a dandy. Now, this is a 1966 Ford. It has a Willys transmission. It doesn't bother you, does it?
I don't care. The windows work and everything?
Not always. The windows on the right side work.
Is the radio and the heater?
Mm-hmm. But the heater doesn't work. Radio could. Could work.
What do you mean it could?
Could if you hit it hard enough.
Radio announcer during an air raid.
Radio announcer during an air raid. Well, folks, here we are in the second inning of the Buffalo Bears here playing the Kansas City Lions, and that's funny, there wasn't any home run hit. I'd have sworn, ladies and gentlemen, in the radio audience and folks here in the stadium, that a bomb was just dropped right near the stadium here. I didn't have anything but orange to drink tonight. I Well, that's about it for the ball game. I don't know if they're still broadcasting or not. Normally, I'd be scared out of my mind. But I was in an artillery unit and used to this. Check. Well, my engineer's gone. So this is Rick Randell, WKRT TV. Geez, I'm hoping to say something for the sponsor. Midst of a love affair, and my mother calls me to come home for dinner. Boy. Oh, honey, jeez, I... Wait a minute, honey, there's telephone. Wait a minute, relax.
Yes? Hi, Mom. Shh. Still honey. What do you mean I have to come home for dinner? Look, I'm in the middle of a love affair. Are you kidding? What are we having? Mr. Brainerd?
Come in, my boy. You may smoke if you wish.
Well, thank you, sir.
What seems to be the problem, Alan?
I'm Wayne.
What seems to be the problem, Wayne? I got my glasses. Why, of course, it is Wayne.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, about my grade, how do I...
You want me to up it a little?
A lot. Like about 50 points.
Oh, that would be cheating.
I know that. Yep. But you see, I got two parents who are beyond the realm of being difficult.
Well, I suppose I could find it in my heart to pass you this semester. But after that, Wayne. Oh, Wayne.
Wayne. Well, what's the trouble, sir? What is it?
My heart.
Oh, I'm sorry, but if you can just change the grade.
Você disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor, ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Thank you.
Samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba. Vai.
Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Jazz Samba by, of course, Stan Getz with João Gilberto here on 101.5 The Hawk. And now we have our quiz game, Questions Per Chance, with this week's competitor, Dakota Maxson.
Dakota Maxson. Hello, Dakota.
Hello, Johnny.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I'm currently enrolled at the Mohawk Radio Broadcast Program. I also work for a radio station in Welland that shall go unnamed. And I sit at home lounging in my bedroom all day.
Well, I've never heard of a radio station without a name before, but I guess there's a first for everything. Are you on the radio at all?
No, not at all. I don't get to touch the microphones. I sit back and I promote the station as well as I can to the best of my abilities.
Well, we thank you for joining us today and wish you the best of luck in Questions Per Chance. Now, you get to select from one of these three topics: geography, Northern Irish leaders, or Monster energy drink.
I can't say I know much about Northern Irish leaders. My geography is a little bit rough. I'll go with the Monster energy drinks.
A good category.
Thanks.
Now, as you know, you'll answer four questions starting in increments of 10, 50, 100, and 500. And if you make it to 500, you'll get to play for double or nothing to win up to $1,000 today. Now, you chose Monster Energy drinks. This is your first question for $10. Monster is the second best-selling energy drink. What is the first?
The first best-selling energy drink would be Red Bull, Mr.
Correct. Man. You have $10. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, second question for $50. How many flavors of Monster Energy are there currently in Canada?
28 flavors of Monster Energy in Canada.
That is correct. You surely know your Monster Energy drinks. Now, doubling to $100, your third question. Before being classified as an energy drink in 2014, Monster was considered this.
Mr. Athens.
We need an answer, Mr. Maxson.
It's a dietary supplement.
That is correct, and just in the nick of time. Wonderful work, Mr. Maxson. Now, for $500, and if you get this one right, you have the chance to play double or nothing. For $500, when was Monster Energy created?
Well, Mr. Johnny Athens, Monster Energy was created. I'm going to have to go with 2002.
That is correct. Wonderful work, Mr. Dakota Maxson.
Yes.
And just like that, you have made it to the $500 mark, meaning you can wager it all in double or nothing. Would you like to play?
Is that even a question? Of course I would.
It is double not much nothing. Of a question. You don't have a choice. We just ask. All right. So for those of you who may not know, for the double or nothing, the category is randomly selected from our wheel of subjects. Let's give it a spin. And here we have it, this week's category, thank you. Official Prime Minister visits to Cuba. Here's the clue. Good luck, Dakota. In 1976, Pierre Trudeau won this competition against Fidel Castro, leaving the two incapacitated. Take your time, you have 30 seconds.
I have 30... I don't know.
Well, you need a question quickly here.
I need a question.
An answer.
The Canadian award.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. We're looking for Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau's 56th cerveza in a row against Fidel Castro at the Cayo Coco Resort. Yes, leaving the two incapacitated for the rest of the visit. Well, we thank you for playing, Mr. Maxson. Better luck next time. Thank you for playing. It's been a pleasure to have you. We have nothing to send you home with, so you'll be empty-handed, but I hope you had a fun time.
That's a shame. I did. I did have a fun time, and I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you for sending me home back to the nothing from where I came.
Yes, thank you. And here we go.
Stan gets João Gilberto here on 101.5 The Hawks Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Grande Amor by João Gilberto, featuring Stan Getz here on 101.5 The Hawk's Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you have enjoyed, again, another one of our shows. We're glad you're listening, and I want to hear from you. Check out the social media, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook or Johnny.Athens on Instagram. If you reach out, there's always a chance you can be a feature on the show. So don't be shy. Special thanks to Marie Cassidy, Dakota Maxson, Alex Tuck, Jonathan Winters, of course, Stan Getz, Astrid and João Gilberto, to close out the show with Vivo Sonhando. Take care and good night.
Vivo sonhando, sonhando mil horas sem fim. Tempo em que vou perguntando se gostas de mim. Tempo de falar em estrelas, falar de um mar, de um céu assim. Falar do bem que se tem, mas você não vem, não vem. Você não vindo, não vindo, a vida tem fim. Gente se rindo, falando, zombando de mim. E eu a falar em estrelas, mar, amor, luar. Pobre de mim que só sei te amar.
FM. The Hawk is on the air.
We are recording.
Hey, welcome.
It's time.
Oh my God.
Waiting and waiting for this moment.
Thanks for your patience.
Thanks for your submissions.
You sent us your songs. Now we're going to play.
First annual Hamiltopia karaoke episode.
And it's a shout out episode too to the karaoke industry that haven't been able to